Tiana, can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, great. So here's the text. It was pretty interesting. It's called The Manifesto of the Rebel Scribe. Is everyone ready? Ready?
Ready.
Okay. It may be that every election is a charade, but the U.S. elections of 2004 were particularly theatrical, surpassing even the bold stunts of 2000 with even bolder impositions of a false consensus. And since the day the criers repeat the royal decrees they receive from the scribes, what do they repeat and repeat and repeat? Moral values, moral values, moral values. The mantra of the false consensus, a.k.a. the mandate, or in Bush speak, political capital. This is nothing new under the sun, though it is definitely an emergence and an emergency for North America. Quote, in total war, everything is a front. But along with the new total front, we would be wise to include the nation's spiritual front in both the practical matter of preparation for rearmament and theoretical military discussions. The moral question is of primary importance. So said Lieutenant General von Mitsch in quoted by Virilio. It is indubitably clear that the Nazi demon of total war has reappeared upon the earth. We'll soon learn that it has actually been recollecting itself quite slowly, encountering resistance in the contradictions of the American way of life it has been forced to clothe itself with. The false consensus will be used to accelerate mobilization and multiplication of arenas of conflict. But it is obviously some type of superorganism, coordinated through language and symbols. A prior incarnation of the demon was integral with the development of radio and loudspeakers, that is, rapid transmission of sovereign messages without the critical mediation of criers. In order to dissever the demon during the Cold War, criticism was firmly established between the points of sovereign decree and message delivery. Also, channels were multiplied. It was the consolidation of channels, which may have come about for incidental economic reasons or in consequence to technological developments, or may have been an actual royal power grab that made possible the reappearance of the demon of total war. Whatever the case may be, the consolidation has eliminated criticism and turned back the clock to the time of criers, who with no squares to shout in fill the airwaves with so much broadcast chatter. The return of the criers places opportunities for powerful intervention in the hands of scribes, as a crier generates no message which does not come from an authorized scribe.
This is a call for a general rebellion among scribes for the sake of the survival of all life on earth.
Set foot on the highway.
Listen through the repetitions of your own messages.
Quit total war.